Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, yes, are you the lawyer? Are you Mr. Lawyer?
I am the one of the few immigration lawyers in India. I am the immigration lawyer, yes.
Mr. Lawyer, hi, my name's Jen.
We see a lot of you.
I'm from Oklahoma, a town just outside of Greasy.
Not familiar.
Greasy, it's not too far from Waxahachie.
Get to the point, Jen.
Okay.
Get to the point.
Okay. Anyway, I'm here because, I got this visa, but I got to leave in 30 days, but I just want to go somewhere close, not somewhere far away. What country? I just want to know what country can I go to?
Let me see your visa.
Take your time. Okay. Sorry. I've got.
Giving me your phone.
Oh, there's a deal. Oh, they have a new Funko Pop sale right now. Did you see that? Look at that email.
I got other clients. Give me your phone.
Okay.
Give me your phone.
Okay. Go ahead.
Here. This
all good,
is
right.
This is a single entry visa.
I came in once. Mm-hmm. Came right in. Just one time. Just came right in.
It's no good anymore, numb nuts. That's it.
But no, it was single. I'm single. I'm dating someone, but I'm single, so it's just me coming in.
Excuse me, baking powder. You're a dumbass.
What?
Okay, here's the thing. It's a single entry visa. I don't give a shit that you're American. You all come over here talking at me and thinking that you, because you're blonde and pretty, you're going to get all kinds of shit. You got to get out of the fucking country now. Okay?
I'm going to stare at you with my hungry, tired eyes.
And is there any way, are you going to get married? Are you going to get married anytime soon?
Well, I want to, but he doesn't want
to. Oh, that's sad.
What? He just hasn't told his mom yet, his dad about it. Yeah.
Do you have a date? Do you have a date?
And I have a Zumba instructor. Do you know Deer? He's real nice,
Yeah, we don't all know each other.
Oh, okay.
Here's the thing. Can I call his mother and talk about you?
Oh, no, you can't call. They don't know about me. They just think I'm his friend. You can't call. They don't know. Yeah, that'd be weird.
How do you get dressed in the morning?
Huh?
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new.
Woo.
Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiancé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
You know, I just don't want to sugarcoat this for you.
Okay.
And scene. This whole scene was brutal.
Brutal.
And I loved every minute of it. And I loved when she's like, I guess I should have read my visa more carefully.
I mean, honestly, I feel like it's a mistake. If we were busy, one of us would do. But I guess
like I guess it was, and the guy just, he was being overly kind, but
no.
He's like, I don't want to sugarcoat this for you. I'm like, no shit.
You're an idiot, you crazy American.
Is there a wedding date? Is there someone I can talk to? Do you have anything that proves that this man will marry you? And she just kept sinking into her chair.
Yeah, we can't get to do that yet.
Y'all, this is Toe. It's Toe.
What a joke. I wonder, this, after I watch this episode, this is Toe. I'm sorry. This is, oh, Lord, I have below
season four, episode seven, drop by drop, the river rises.
You know what dream is like a river, unless you have the wrong visa, then you got to go back to the river because the river's fucking dry. That's that song.
Wow.
That's that song.
Drop by drop, the river rises. And drop by drop, the river ebbs away, like Jen's chances of getting married.
That's true. Y'all, we're remote but goat, and we're remote but goat because we
big news.
Huge.
Because
Poodle hosted an orgy this morning, or I don't know what he was doing. And I was busy. I'm cleaning my apartment because we're doing our interview with Haley, which is not aired yet because we're going to air it after Below Deck finishes airing. But Haley is coming over to do an interview today. We're very excited.
Haley from Below Deck, yes.
From Below Deck, yeah. So, Haley. So she's in the town of Los Angeles from across the pond.
In Hollywood West. She's staying in Hollywood West.
Uh-huh. And I have, I bought several bottles of gin in preparation.
We're going to get wasted. Not as wasted as they were on the previous episode.
No.
On this past episode, because
no.
I can't drink like that anymore and do things the next day.
She is bringing her friend John, which if you watch Below Deck, y'all, he's the gay guy that was on the pageant boat cruise charter.
Pretty much if you say the gay guy on, you'll remember him. He was cute.
He's fun.
He is.
Nope, you're not having sex with anyone in my apartment. Take it back to Slutland.
It's always a short trip.
And you never have to fasten your seatbelt.
True. Maybe you and Haley could spend some time. We could go down to their car.
I think they're going to Uber here, but sure, maybe he is going to drive.
We'll just pay for an Uber, and then they can just sit there.
You know, I'd rather, that's fine. They can just, I'm sure an Uber driver or Lyft driver has driven around with someone fucking in the back seat. Or at least you know two gay guys gave a hand job.
Oh, without question. Some people have fucked their Uber drivers.
I don't know how that happens.
I'm always amazed. How do you make the first move? I guess I talked to someone. There's more than one person who I've talked to who has fucked their Uber driver.
Sissies, come at us if you banged your Lyft or your Uber. Not that we suggest it. We want people to be safe.
I don't necessarily suggest it.
We don't condone it or condemn it. We're just noting that some of you have.
And the way this guy told me about it is the guy was kind of looking at him. And somehow he parlayed that into stopping at his house where he was dropping him off. And the Uber driver just came with him. It doesn't feel safe at all to me.
What is less safe than that, than an Uber driver where you have, like, if something happens, you have them as your Uber driver. You can contact Uber or Lyft rather than Sniffles or Sniffy.
Snippies.
Or a Grindr. Or whole.
You make a good point, because having anonymous sex is probably not safe.
Yeah, I don't think it's safe, period. So, yeah.
That's a good point. At least you know they're employed.
Yes.
And they have a car.
And they have a car.
And probably a driver's license.
You know what? I think you just convinced me. I think I'm going to start dating men when I drive on Lyft and Uber.
I guess I'm just thinking, how do you parlay it? I need to know from someone who's banged their Uber driver.
You know, because you want to do it, don't you?
It's interesting to me. But I think it's too weird. I'm usually going somewhere. And even when I'm going home, I'm so tired. We need to move on. I'm like, bleh.
Well, we're excited for that, y'all. And we also find out big news. Below Deck Sailing Yacht is coming.
April 10th. And y'all, the kind of first look, Colin is single.
Ooh.
And guess what? There is hinted at a, first of all, it shows Colin hooking up with Daisy. And then Gary getting jealous. So we may have a Daisy, Gary, Colin love triangle.
Literally a daisy chain.
Now, I don't know if all of them will get in the menagerie together, but I would easily pay to see that.
Oh, now I'm leaning in.
Maybe it's in the saloon.
Saloon.
In the saloon.
Gary and Colin start fucking each other, and she goes, "This is awkward.
This is awkward.
Awkward.
I'm feeling very awkward.
Awkward.
I love her.
I do too. I love all three of them.
I do too.
I love all three of them.
I feel like that show is kind of like coming home, because it's messy, and the people are messy, but everyone's good at their job. And so you don't feel as nervous, except for the deckhands.
And then when you need shit, if things are boring, then they just go sailing and the boat tips everything over and people
and they
fall
heal
and it's funny. It's so funny.
I will say, y'all, don't sleep on Below Deck Sailing. The first season was extremely boring, so I stopped watching it. When I went back and watched season two, I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. Like when literally Gary hooked up with like three different stews.
Oh, it's great. It's great.
Good times.
I think that's it as far as our announcement, right?
What?
I just was making up a word.
Okay.
Our announcements. I think that's it, right?
Yeah. Let's move on.
Yeah.
He's talking like Darcy. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Oh, I feel like, oh,
I will be. Oh, I'm sorry. I will be, y'all, this week. It should be coming out around, it might already be out, but I will be on with Mary Payne for her. I'm helping her out, and I will be recapping Extreme Sisters and Darcy and Stacey with her. So
you are Florence Nightingale lately.
Sure am. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to ask for Father Ouija's prayers and prayer requests, because it was announced last night, give me a moment, that David Geffen is married.
To a 30-year-old, gorgeous...
gay porn star.
Oh, he does gay porn?
Yeah, of course he does. Come on.
Oh, I didn't know he did. Good for
you. So, y'all, that ship has sailed for me. I can definitely hope that they'll break up, but my dream... the thing is, David Geffen is still a little too young for me. So hopefully,
yeah, and he's in good health.
Doesn't have enough health problems. So
well, but he's a B. He's a billionaire. You should have sucked it up.
I know.
I will say, I would love to have seen that prenup.
I know.
Prenup. I'm gonna say, I guess I'm at the age when I was younger, I went, that is so gross. And now I'm like,
goals.
Fuck.
No. Goals.
Good for you. Y'all, when I'm fucking 80 years old, I hope I'm getting some 28-year-old dick. Please.
I won't trust anyone because I know what I'm like.
Yes. But it's not a good. It'd be great.
I'm going to put a sensor on everything that I own. So if it walks out, it goes whoop, whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
I'm going to put someone stealing from me.
I'm going to put an air tag under my nutsack so y'all can find me. I'll have them install it whenever they install the penis pump like my dad had.
Wow. We also had a lot of feedback on the penis pump discussion. Some were still pretty mortified about you and your brother seeing your father's penis.
Well, what are you going to
do? Episode 7, drop by drop, the river rises.
Who are we talking about first? I already forgot.
I know. Gabe and Isabel.
Okay.
So what we got at the end of this, a later on 90 Day Fiancé the other way, which makes me think we might be halfway through the season.
Usually
this is around. So if this is any indication, y'all, again, The gerbils at TLC tell us nothing. We don't know how long things are. I for one, am okay with long toe seasons. We know that I'm not okay with long happily ever after seasons, but that usually is the one they stretch out ad infinitum.
They do.
But
you know, I've got to say, I've kind of let go of just knowing what the schedule is. I've kind of let go. I'm starting to let
go. Yeah, because I do the schedule.
No. Like obsessing about when it's going to end and how many we have left. I'm kind of starting to let that go because I'm like, doesn't matter anyway. I'm fucking stuck here anyway. I'm going to watch it and cover it anyway. What am I going to do?
Yeah, not familiar. I need to...
It's been kind of freeing. I'm not obsessed, like, when's this going to end anymore? I'm like, who cares? I'm going to watch it anyway. That'll be fun. Sure.
Well, good for you.
I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying that maybe you could just see my relaxation from it. I've let it go.
Oh, go fuck yourself. I don't know how to do that.
Well, all right.
One of us has to obsess over this. So Gabe is playing basketball with Trey. When he's playing basketball with Trey, who is tall.
Yes.
Looks like Spud Webb.
I forgot
he's
about Spud Webb.
Tiny.
Wow, that is a dated reference, but I know exactly what that is. How tall was Spud Webb?
He was a very tiny basketball player.
But he was very good.
It was the thing that people said was he was a short person, but he was.
Oh, I forgot how cute Spud Webb was. He was cute.
I think he was a normal height for regular people, but for a basketball player, he was quite small, quite diminutive.
He didn't age great, but he was cute. Spud Webb was 5'6", 133 pounds.
Again. That is not
5'7".
That is for a man. We're looking at 5'6", 5'7", 5'8", probably average height. But on a basketball court, he looked tiny.
It's not Johan size, which, by the way, we're going to have penis talk with Johan.
What?
Did you see that coming up this season on when he was talking about Danielle like in a guy with a big dick?
Oh, that's right.
So now this is our fault.
I know. There's going to be, I didn't tell you this, on the next show, there's going to be a reprise of our new segment, Tales from Social Media.
Oh, yeah, because we talked about that.
Yeah.
But I will say, I do want to take credit that I think it is because of us and these dick pic sissies that are our listeners, that TLC realizes these people want to hear about some big dicks. So let's give it to them. So if you're upset about it, you're the problem. Hi. It's me.
It's us. It's us. It's you. So y'all, Gabe heard someone talking on the phone in English and saw that it was Trey and he's from Miami. They're talking about proposing as they play basketball. Gabe, especially with limited success, it looks like.
Yeah.
But they're just having fun. And Trey basically says, this is interesting. Trey says, you might want to step back because she's very possessive and checks on him all the time when they hang out. Now, I had a feeling in this that they were trying to create drama for no reason.
I feel like this was like, hey, we need to phone a friend here because all we have is this one plot line for them.
Yeah. Okay.
Her parents.
I'm not alone in that. That's what it felt like to me.
Yeah, because Gabe was like, hey, by the way, pass me. He was like, okay, I'm a H, you're H-O-R. So if I make this shot, then you'll be H-O-R-S. And by the way, I'm trans. Okay, give me the ball. And he was like, oh, crap, I missed it. I'm a horse. You're trans. That's great. Hey, let's go one more round.
And at one point, he says, but you play football. It did feel like that Trey was not the best actor
glad it wasn't a big deal to Trey. That's how it should always be when someone tells you they're trans. You should go, great, pass the potato salad. I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
But,
Anyway, y'all, the thing about it is, and Gabe explained, it just never came up.
Which makes sense.
It's such a I'm saying the funniest thing here, it's such a big part of Gabe's life.
It is.
And yep. And that's why I laughed at it. It just never came up. And I'm saying it actually is, it was super important to him. And that's why it felt a little massaged for me. Yeah.
I agree. Keep talking. I'm just turning on my light. It's a little dark in here.
Where it's y'all. California, we're still in. If you send some prayers to me about David Geffen, send some prayers to California, y'all, because we don't know what to do because it's been raining here for about a month and a half, and we're all confused. The lighting.
Sorry for Haley. She's coming here from Britain and expecting pretty weather, and it just looks like shit.
I think it's supposed to maybe have some sun on Friday, but then the rain comes back next week.
Maybe.
So, y'all, Trey basically says, maybe don't tell Isabel's parents that you're trans right away. This machismo is no joke. You may want to step back from that. And then Gabe says, I don't want to go back into hiding like I had to. And I totally understand why he wants to just not lie to people. I'm worried for him.
He probably is circumventing because even though she has children, they both are younger. So probably if they get married, parents are going to start saying, when are you going to have children? And if they don't have children, it's probably going to be an issue. And
yeah,
all this. And what if, you know, Gabe could decide that they want to be pregnant? I don't know. You know, that he wants to do that.
No, I guess for me, he knows the parents, but I feel like there's a step in between.
I agree.
I feel like there's a step in between, and we're skipping that.
Yeah,
and it makes me nervous. So, especially because we find out in this episode, not only are they kind of conservative, quote unquote, as they say, but they are religious. And Gabe says, I get the most negative comments on Instagram from religious people, which makes sense. You know,
same. No, I'm not saying it's always, but
no,
I will say
right.
The people that have trolled me the most on social media have been people that are quite religious.
And me.
Not all, but that's not always the case for everybody. But
no, I'm saying, and me, I troll you.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, who is that? Poodle created another fake account.
Only four.
Yeah.
So, they are at dinner at their favorite restaurant, and she's basically this. Maybe I'm wrong here. Maybe I'm just so suspicious of anything 90 Day tries to sell me. Something about it feels fake. It's the first time in this.
I couldn't tell if it's because Gabe's not a good actor or Gabe felt awkward. Because Trey was there and Trey was kind of telling him, like saying things, not keeping them under the table in front of Isabel. But I felt like, because if you look at this scene, when Trey shows up and Isabel starts coming in hard about calling him
a womanizer.
And a womanizer. Oh, God. God, oh my God, I have done slutty things to that womanizer song. I'm sorry, let me finish my thought. I got distracted by Brittany.
Okay.
Think about the tone of the scene from when they were talking about Trey being a womanizer and her being upset to when the four of them started talking about dealing with her parents.
Right.
It was a very different feeling. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, this is the first time this story has felt massaged to me. Because I say massaged because I don't think it's a lie. I think almost probably everything is in some way truth, but they play it up and they twist it and they enlarge things.
Mm-hmm.
Like penises. So, she keeps saying that, oh, this is our spot, that Isabel did not like it that I was taking Trey to this restaurant. It was a weird explanation to be quiet that they'd been there before. And I just kept moving because I actually liked this storyline a lot. And
I did too.
So I it, they Anyway, she's thinking that they're being secretive about something, and he basically, she says, "You're a bad influence," talking to Trey, and says, "I don't trust Gabe when he's with you." And if this is real, you could just say, "I don't trust him," period. Because if you don't trust him, it's a weird thing to say.
But she is trying to walk both lines and yeah. say that I do have, and Gabe keeps saying, "No secretos, no secretos."
Speaking of secretos, Trey says, that was very Bill Cosby, Mama Chantel.
Yeah.
Secretos speaking, para mia familia.
Secretos on la pala. So I don't know what I was going to say, but so. And Trey is kind of like, yeah, let's talk about that problem. I think you got, and he even says when they're trying to, because she does, I will say, the best actor of all of them is Isabel. She does look pissed off when she's talking about Trey. And Trey even looks at Gabe and says, "You've got your hands full." And Gabe's like, shut up.
Gabe,
kind of like when Poodle, when we're around a guy I don't know and Poodle's with another, and then I start talking about this guy Poodle's dating and how many bruises I have on my shins from being kicked by Poodle under the table.
Shh. But I feel like you're right. Gabe, just when he's lying or telling a half truth, he's a terrible liar. He just smiles. Yeah. I don't know. It's worth thinking about. So y'all, we're going to El Carmen and we're taking Donatello, the turtle. Did you notice the turtle's name was Donatello?
No, I did not notice that. Donatello was my favorite Ninja Turtle.
Vamos, Donatello.
Donatello. Love Donatello. Who is your favorite? Or did you have one?
You know, I don't know. I think it was probably Raphael because he was the nerdy one, right?
No, that was Donatello, the nerdy one. Raphael was the one that was kind of mouthy, very New York. Michelangelo is the one who loved cowabunga and ate pizza.
Yeah.
And Leonardo was the bottom.
I was
the
bossy
bottom. Bossy bottom turtle.
He was the Felix Unger. Again, that reference was lost on if you're under 30. That reference was lost on you. I should just start doing the show in like a long tail coat with an ascot sitting
might as well. We're at that point.
Y'all, where am I? Sorry,
oh,
I
had God. To turn.
There it is. So they're going to see the grandparents, and he says, "I'm also planning on proposing on this trip." So not only asking for their daughter's hand, he's planning to propose. This is God. It makes me nervous.
You know what? I do know some people like that are queer, gay, trans, that when they come out and feel acceptance about something, I wasn't like this, but I even know some gay guys. They wanted to rip every Band-Aid everywhere and do everything at once. So I do think some people are like this, and Gabe seems like that type of like, I don't want to slow burn any of this. I just want to rip. It makes me anxious watching it.
Yeah.
Just so anxious.
Well, if I could go back, it's the same thing of putting your girlfriend's tattoo named on your body, which he'd done twice before. Mm-hmm. So it seems like maybe this decision is great. The others that he's done this before are not.
Yeah.
So I have to question the idea about moving faster.
But I think that maybe, but again, he had girlfriends that, I don't know, but don't you know some of those people in the community that I feel like once they come out and they feel so good to be accepted, they're like, I'm going to do it everywhere in my life.
I agree. And I think it is misguided because it's not taking into, a lot of times you're in a certain headspace that you're not really seeing anything realistically.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think that's what 90 Day Fiancé is built on, people not seeing things realistically.
That's what I was going to say. I thought it would be interesting casting for this of how many people, like, do they weed out, they call them normies or the responsible people where they say, oh, no, they've got their shit together. They have the right visa. They're too good at their paperwork. They know everything they're doing. not on the show.
I'm sure that goes into it. I think the network is trying to find characters that will compel us.
Yeah.
More than anything else. And so if something is, you can tell if someone's boring because they try to give them situations that are crazy sometimes. Like A Happily Ever After is very famous for this, of inventing a storyline, a plot story. You know, like say, I'm going to do a kid's singing album or on YouTube, yeah. Or...
But yes, y'all, we have seen their new Instagram photo shoot, by the way. Again, this is why you can't be upset when 90 Day Fiancé starts talking about dick on the show, because all of you hungry dick pigs sent us the outline, the shadow of Andre's humongous bulge. We saw it.
Yep.
Looks good. And I'm not upset by it. I looked at it every time y'all sent it to me.
And I wish my face were on hers.
Yeah.
So, y'all, basically, they get there, and then, of course, the parents say, who are probably a little bit older than us, maybe.
Not much.
Yeah.
Not much. Let's be honest. If we were in Colombia, I couldn't get one of those really hot Colombian porn actors, because the men are fucking gorgeous there. Ooh. I would end up sleeping with her dad. He's cute enough.
He's enough. So... the parents are basically saying, yep, you got to sleep apart, even though the parents know. That's just people's parents. Would you, if it was the, I don't know, would your parents let, if you weren't married, would they let you sleep in the same bed?
My parents would, but however, my ex, we were planning on going to see his family, and his dad said, just so you know, that you're going to have to sleep in separate bedrooms until you're married.
Yeah. Is that weird to you?
No, it wasn't weird to me. It doesn't feel weird. It feels old fashioned, but it doesn't feel weird. It almost, at the time, it made me feel included, because he would do the same thing for a cis heterosexual couple.
Oh, that's true.
So it made me feel just being included.
Well, that's ruined.
What would your parents say?
I think if you weren't married, I think they would separate bedrooms. Yep.
Jay Bird, you think you're just going to sleep in that bed with him? What? God, you think I... Jay Bird, are you a slut? I'm worried about that.
Jay Bird, have you gone to slut town?
Have you gone to slut town? I did some stuff in my 20s, and I was worried at an Air Supply concert, and I was worried you're going to be just like me, Jay Bird.
Oh, when I went to go see the Rolling Stones, I threw my tube top. Jaybird, do you want to do that? My mother did have that story when she saw the Rolling Stones, and she was wearing a bra underneath it, but she threw some thing of clothing up on the stage.
Wow, you really are your mother, really made over.
It was her tube top or something that she was wearing.
She was just too in the moment, too excited.
I don't know. At that time, I'm like, please, please, mother. But y'all, then
I kind of want you to go back home for like a month and just get a lot of good old stories from your mother.
You would
find out a lot.
Absolutely not. That won't happen. Unless I have to pull an Ardmore and have to go home and take care of one of my parents or something like that. And then y'all, then really send out those Father Ouija's prayers. Speaking of Father Ouija's, we get a Padre Ouija's.
We do get a Padre Ouija's.
Padre Ouija's. We want to, at the blessing, thank you for Gabe and this beautiful meal that my wife has prepared. Hopefully, this young man, who I know will always be a man, will be lovely to my daughter, and love you, God.
Love you, God. I looked up in Spanish, and it would be Padre Solo. Padre Solo would be Father We Just.
Padre Solo.
Padre Solo.
Padre Solo.
That's probably a wrong translation. That's just Google Translate. Well, y'all don't come out at me. I don't speak Spanish.
Father only. All right. Right. Father only. Yeah.
Yeah. It is great to see, but boy, I wasn't really nervous about this until we saw the parents and met the parents.
I know.
Because they love him and they are talking about all these values that they want in their and I'm going, ugh.
And for
like,
kind of
like Lucy, like when Ethel tells Ricky something. Ugh.
And for a lot of religious people, values go hand in hand with loving God and Christ and living a Christ-filled
hashtag
life,
Nicole and Mahmoud.
Which a lot of people think, well, take out Jesus and put in Muhammad. But that's not always true. Muslims do believe Jesus was a prophet. They just think that Muhammad was the biggest prophet.
but the same in that, like, the values go hand in hand.
Misunderstanding Islam with Poodle.
With Poodle. Maddie knows nothing about it, so don't even ask.
So this idea of love, and he's like, in this respect, I think Gabe is a great match for our daughter. If God is in your life, it'll work out. Unless you're trans. That's what I'm a little worried about.
I'm worried about that, yeah.
Yeah. We should take a break, and then we're going to move on to Generation.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with her ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and
The Canadian Sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope. Keep going, queens.
So I think Rishi's hot. You really talked about him being hot. I've always been into him.
I kind of thought Deer might have been hotter.
I thought Deer was attracted to, but yeah. I might need to process this, but Rishi crying is one of the hottest things I've seen.
It's hot. I have to balance his hotness with his complete inability to move things along.
Thanks for ruining this for me.
When people don't have any get up and go in them, it's not attractive to me after a while.
To me either. So thank you for ruining it.
No, he's very hot to me.
I don't think Rishi would be good in bed.
You know, I don't.
Although
know.
He kisses her good, he kissed her again, and see how
I think he would be. I think he would
kissed
be.
Her with those tears running down his cheek. Ooh, I'm into it again now.
Wow. So this is after she basically told him, this wasn't on camera, I believe, but she told him she did not want to live in a joint family unless that was on the last episode.
No, it was a flashback that we did not see. She doesn't want to live in a joint family. She can't do that. And he was like, well, let's think about it.
I do have to say, which is really fucking annoying. I do have to say, she's impressing me with her ability to really stick, to a degree, stick with what she wants and keep pressing him more than a lot of people on 90 Day Fiancé have done.
I have to say it, and for the most part, and she does it in a kind, understanding way. She is not. I like Jen. That she makes me laugh because she. I think she's very naive and makes some dumb decisions. But she's a. She seems like a kind person, and it seems like she really loves him, and wants to do what's best for both of them. I don't know if Rishi. Really, I think Rishi might want that. I think way more than Mahmood wants that for Nicole.
It's interesting. Well, we're going to talk about that because I came to kind of a conclusion about those two.
Okay.
We'll talk about it. You can see if you agree with me. But the issue here is that he wants everything. Rishi wants everything. He's a mama's boy. But this woman, I really believe he does love her.
I do too.
I wonder if the love he has for Jen is at least equal to the love he has for his mother. I know that
I'm not even an Indian man, and I don't even know if I could do that because I'm such a mama's boy.
Yeah, you really are.
Love my mama. Love her.
You can love your mama, but don't do MILF Manor and love your mama.
No, don't love your mom. Love every time I put on the socks my mother knitted me, I go, I just got a hug from mama.
Queer.
That's true. You probably lost the socks she gave you.
I still have them. I washed them. They regained their tensile strength.
Oh, that's what happens. Yeah.
So, they're talking, and he basically says, she says, this won't work for me living in a joint family, and he says. Well, I don't think, Jen says, I don't think that you know how hard it is for me to leave everything. And he says this moment of going, it's a deal breaker to live in a joint family. It's not a small thing for me. And Jen says, I love you, but I also have to take care of myself. That is, y'all, I don't know if people have said that a lot on 90 Day Fiancé.
No, like I said, it's a very kind... In one way, she has a lot of emotional intelligence, but
needs to look at her visa more carefully. But Rishi says in the same breath, you did this for me, so I can do this for you. And he says he cannot live jointly with his family. It seemed like a quick decision to me, but it doesn't seem like he'll have to. There's no way to straddle it unless... He's living downstairs from his mother. And Jen's like, and this is good. She doesn't immediately pull a Jenny and go, okay. But Jen says, I don't know if I can believe you because he's either stretched the truth or left out so many things.
Well, because his actions haven't matched his words.
Right.
Just point blank. And she knows that. They have not. So she needs him. He has to earn her trust.
And Rishi says... he says about Jen, she's the only woman I'd leave my family for. And y'all, as a poodle, those are magic words to hear. Because a family will get you every time.
You know what? I can't hear this from you. Hashtag David Geffen. Hashtag you fucked up.
Anyway, so he does say, if we do this, could I have more time? To get my family on board.
And they say 2 or 3 months. And she says, yes, I will give you 2 or 3 months.
Till summer.
And you think, I think this might work out. There's nothing that can go wrong.
Bump, bump, bump.
Crazy Americans.
So we go to the immigration lawyer. She has to leave in a week. She has to leave in a week.
But she's thinking that she's just going to, like, go to, you know.
She's going to go to Dubai.
She'll probably go to Turkey. Everybody goes to Turkey, whatever. That's where they all,
And.
Of course, maybe not lately.
And then the guy asks, so do you want to stay in India? And she's like, inshallah. And hopefully, God willing. And.
Great. When are you getting married again?
You know about that? And y'all, the lawyer, not in a brutal way that I did before, but it might as well have been.
He He was pretty brutal, though. I mean, he was very much like, wow, you really don't have your shit together, you stupid American.
And then she said almost like, but I just left for 2 years. Now I have to go back. Who do I talk to? Is there a hotline I can call about the president of visas? It feels that way.
It does feel that way. Because he also says that, I mean, I think she just read the wrong thing, because I went, that doesn't make sense. If you have a 4-month visa, if you have to leave the country after 30 days and come back and forth, that doesn't
come
make
at us,
sense.
Come at us, international sissies or sissies who've had visa issues. Maybe you can pinpoint this.
Well, we didn't. Now, maybe it's different. Is it different for different, I don't know what they're called, provinces or, but we didn't have this with, Jenny and Sumit. Right? Like Jenny was
I think
there.
She did have to leave sometimes. But I think it was like every year or something like that. And she's on a tourist visa. Jen's on a tourist visa.
Jenny also had a little bit of luck at the same time that COVID happened while she was over there.
Yep.
And so her visa got extended a lot. What if when they do the tell-all, what if they do the tell-all and then Sean Robbins says, here to shed some light on Jen and Rishi is Jenny, and then Jenny is the expert they use to figure out.
When Smith's parents kidnapped him.
Well, luckily, I had a chicken visa.
When I became a Hare Krishna devotee.
Yeah, Hare Krishna devotee. As long as you keep laying eggs, they'll let you stay.
Think what Jenny, I know this is a strange thing. Think what Jenny accomplished. Yeah. Jenny. And what Jenny stepped into, Jenny learned to. I don't think Jenny has a lot of skills in life.
No, but she's more adept at moving to India than Jen.
True.
Let that sink in, y'all. Let a chicken did better than a human.
Well, and honestly, they did it where she was introduced to Sumit's friend, and she stayed in his mother's house. And so they knew her. I don't know if it would have made it any better.
No, it actually probably made it worse. And again, you're like, so I guess that's like, maybe that's what a lot of Indian men have done. So that's like they're like, hey, Bobby did this. Might as well try it too. But if they watched the show, they probably would have learned this didn't go good.
What we hear from people who, and sissies who know Indian culture or Indian themselves, said the Jen's race or being white is less important than her
age,
because she is 48.
Can't have that baby.
So,
and we saw
doesn't help that she's American.
Doesn't help, but we saw on 90 Day Fiancé this season, you see Rishi tell his parents how old she is, and the mom looks pissed.
Oh, yes. Maybe she'll rival Mama Sumit, although no one could do that.
No one
could threaten to die.
only that Indian mother on I Love a Mama's Boy could rival Mother Sumit.
She's Pakistani, and she is a demon. She's a demon. She's one of the worst people I've ever seen on reality shows, and that's saying something.
That's it. She actually is so horrible. She's the reason why we don't want to watch I Love a Mama's Boy, because it bothers us so much.
There are other reasons. It feels vaguely, and it's that MILF manner sickness to me that it has. It's also just extremely cruel to the women. That's why I don't like it. I don't mind seeing smothered them going after their husbands. I don't mind that.
Will you watch? So you don't want to watch MILF Manor, which, by the way, y'all, be sure to check out our MILF Manor Minute in our Extreme Sisters recap. Be sure to get all that.
Bring your Tums.
Poodle thought that he was going to get out of the sickness, and then I got him right at the last minute.
I know. I was kind of being okay with it, and you told me one more thing. I was like, ooh. And that's it. Just move. It's hitting me in waves. Just go past it.
So sick.
Y'all are gross.
You don't watch MILF Manor. Would you watch DILF Dormitory?
DILF Dorm? No. That's even grosser to me.
Okay.
That's dads.
Yeah, that apparently they're looking for casting for that show.
Yeah, we're in hell.
Maybe they will call it DILF Dorm.
Somewhere looking for
college age girls.
There's another universe, and this universe is actually hell.
I'm telling you, if they haven't done it yet, they need to do this show with gay men. That's a good idea.
I would watch.
I am texting my producing partner. We're going to pitch that. Y'all don't steal it.
Yeah. So y'all, we are, and she's crying in the cab after she's meeting with the most brutal attorney.
Yeah.
And who's like, I didn't sugarcoat it. And
he really did say, he even said too, after she left, she's like, yeah, if she was getting married even like 15, 20 days, that we could do it. But yeah, she's not.
No, she's that much of a loser.
She's that single.
Send to the next client.
I literally do think Jen said, it said single visa. I'm single.
So y'all, she's kind of crying in the cab. It's like, maybe God's telling me something. God has nothing to do with this. You need better glasses.
God is sitting up there going, girl, I don't got time for this shit.
Girl, you need to read directions.
Girl, please. Are you kidding? I'm watching Housewives. This shit's good.
Have you heard about Tom Sandoval?
Yes, girl. I'm worried about Miss Vanderpump right now.
So, y'all, she is meeting Rishi for a quick chai and to tell him about the visa. And, you know, I think this conversation works better as another installment of Reality Gaze Theater.
Crazy American Edition.
That was my kind of Indian. I forgot what they're called. Now I'm forgetting.
I wish Christina, when she does this, can put like a stamp, like on Married with Children, but it just goes stamp. Crazy American. Boom. Don't try to do it, Christina. It's too much.
Don't do that.
Don't do
so. So we are there on the street, and I think I'll play. You play can be Jen Rishi. Normally.
I'm Jen. You think I'm gonna let you play somebody from Oklahoma?
No. So cool. And action.
Hi, honey.
Hey.
Hi.
So did you get the thing about your visa taken care of?
Sure. I'll just what? I'm sorry. Okay. Well, it's just long. I'm trying to, honey. I just want to let you know that.
What were you saying? I can't hear you.
I'm gonna have to go back home because, well, I got the wrong visa. The wrong visa. Just broke up about it. Yeah.
Please tell me no. But Jen, you're the woman I love most. Everything in the world.
What? I'm sorry. What? Say that again. I'm so sorry. I love you too.
It's hard to find love, Jen, but it's even harder to find you.
We're gonna do.
He wants you to merge, right? You fucker.
Anyway, I just want to let you know my heart is yours. Your heart is mine, and forever will.
Move, you fucker! Move! You're so slow.
Jen, anyway, I do love you.
I love you too.
I feel like I know we'll be together
forever.
And scene.
I couldn't keep it together. I watched this. They were on the street, y'all.
On the street, just cars. I mean, they were so loud.
This reminds me of when Jenny was in that temple. Those bells were going off.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what was going on in the scene because I could not pay attention because of the horns were so loud. I was crying laughing at the scene because I was already thinking, I'm doing this with Carl.
Yes, it was. Oh.
And with that,
and
that's the show. Our next show will be Chris, Jamie, Debbie, and Osama, and Nicole and Mahmoud, which is just one just feedback loop of just absolute disenchantment.
I will say she does cry. He cries. He's a very pretty crier. I'm going to bring that up again.
Rishi?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I will, end with this saying. It does, you do root for them because you do think they love one another.
Yeah, I agree.
Anyway, I'm sorry. I want to say something really important right now. I think that they are maybe, oh, okay. They're, just call us. Just call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.